I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeannie Lobato, the founder and executive director of Draw Change. Jeannie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Glad to have you in today. Where is home for you?
Home is Atlanta.
Okay.
For sure. But, oh, yeah. Just home is Atlanta.
And Atlanta is home for you, but I also know that you have some roots in Jersey City as well as Uruguay. So talk about that a little bit.
Okay. So, yeah, so definitely I was born and raised in Jersey City, went to school, to art school in Baltimore, and then I've been in Atlanta for 13 years, I believe. My parents were in Jersey City up until about 3 years ago when they retired back to where they're from, which is Uruguay. So definitely my parents are in Uruguay, and pretty much all of my family, just one uncle is in Jersey City, and then my brother's in Miami.
So Atlanta as home for you, what was it or what has it been about Atlanta that has kept you here?
Good question. I came to Atlanta for work.
Mm-hmm.
I was a web designer and multimedia designer for 10 years. And then around year six, is this where you want me to go with this question?
Yeah.
And then around year six, I started to figure out that that's not really what I wanted to do permanently as a career. So I started to think about what my passions in life were. And they were and still are art, children, and helping people. And I pretty much bunched those three together and realized that's a nonprofit organization. I started, and that's when essentially a few years down the line, I started Draw Change. And once that, I feel, is when I really set my roots in Atlanta, because I started to really get to know the art scene. Before that, I was, you know, in corporate America behind a computer screen, and I chose, you know, that was my art. But once I started to really figure out how I can expand art to the local children here in Atlanta, that's what led me to get to know the Atlanta art scene, and that's when it really started to feel like home, because I got to know people, and it was awesome.
Well, as far as Draw Change, there were some international experiences that also influenced the start of this journey for you in that capacity. So talk about, or maybe go into that story of some of those early moments that led you to start this work.
Sure. In 2008, I believe, if not 2009, that's when I figured out what my passions were and what I wanted to do. So I decided to completely and fully immerse myself around children and see how I felt about that. So I signed up to be an international volunteer with an international volunteer organization, and I asked them to place me. You can't really ask for many specifics, but I could ask to be placed in a Spanish-speaking country because I speak the language, and to be creating art with children. That's the two things that I could request, and I did. And they placed me in Costa Rica in a school that wanted me to paint three murals in 3.5 weeks. And it was a pretty daunting task. And then on top of that, they wanted the kids to help me with it. So that right there adds to your time. So I did it. I was there for 3.5 weeks and pretty much just soaked it in, worked with the kids as much as I could. And they had complete input on what went on their walls within the school, and from the colors we chose to the design to everything. And I specifically remember the moment when the kids were in the cafeteria eating or somewhere. There were no children around me, and I was just painting by myself, and it was the first time I had by myself without the children around in about 2 weeks. And I remember the moment when I thought to myself, I can do this. Like, I'm happy. I hadn't even had the moment to think how happy I had been for the 2 weeks prior, just painting all day long with the kids. And that was it, really. That was when I realized I had already had the concept of a nonprofit organization helping art and children, but I didn't know how much further, or even I had never been around children for that long. And but I just remember there was no doubt in my mind. And then once I finished the murals a few days later, seeing the joy that the murals brought to the children of the school, because they live in a, I guess what you would call a shanty town, and they have very little physical beauty in their lives. Their houses are not beautiful. They don't have art on the walls. They have very little physical possessions. So the school sociologist actually was the one who came up with the idea to paint these murals, because he thought, he knows that a lot of children love and take pride in their school because it's pretty. They do paint the walls different colors. So after painting the murals and then seeing the kids just congregating around the murals during recess for no reason other than they just wanted to be around the energy that was now the pretty walls that they had complete input in, and they took so much pride in it, and it was very powerful to see how much just a wall that they contributed to painting could help them in their development and in their growth and in their empowerment and all that good stuff.
So all of this happened and you felt this energy and you realized that this was where you were meant to be. So what happened then? Like, what was the arc of sort of going from that moment to expanding, or maybe even realizing how to continue to do this type of work?
So at about the time that I went to Costa Rica, already there was about a year cushion from when I had thought, okay, art, children, helping people. And when I went to Costa Rica and then returned, I returned, I think, in about August or September. And the short answer is that by March, I had already incorporated Draw Change. So essentially that was what solidified to me, this was meant for you to happen. And I just believe, you know, it's a leap of faith because it's a nonprofit and I was in corporate America making a really good salary. And but I was fortunate to, for the first year that I had Draw Change, I stayed in corporate America. So I still had that salary. And a year later, actually just about exactly a year later, let me go because of a massive round of layoffs. And it was just, I just considered it a blessing in disguise. So at that moment, I just had a decision to make if I wanted to go back and get another job or if I wanted to fully pursue Draw Change. And I just decided, like, with the contacts that I had already started to make in Atlanta and with the need that I saw in Atlanta, by that time I had already started visiting some homeless shelters and seeing that there was a need for Draw Change. They weren't having any art. I just decided to go full force with Draw Change at that time.
So in terms of addressing certain needs or trying to impact certain communities, what outcomes are you trying to influence?
I would say that the main outcome is empowerment. We work with children ages 5 through 10, so grade school ages. And when a Draw Change program is successful is when we are either told by the homeless shelter staff or by their school teachers, or actually we see it ourselves, that the children are empowered to go after their dreams and that they realize that there is more than this, what they're currently looking at, that last night they were out on the street, tonight they're at this homeless shelter, tomorrow they might be out on the street again, but there's more. So they're empowered to believe that they can achieve more and they can, hey, if I could paint my pretty house on paper, I might be able to have it one day, or I'm that much closer to having it because I was able to imagine it and draw it. So that is a desired outcome for sure.
So what are the conversations like when you're working with the children in these moments when you're creating together? What are those conversations like between you and them, or them among each other? Like, kind of take us into like those moments.
Monday at the homeless shelter, this past Monday, we actually received a grant from Burners Without Borders to turn the homeless shelter into a winter wonderland. So the thought process behind that is to make their current home pretty, something that they like coming home to, something that they're proud of because their artwork is now on the wall making their house a home. So our conversation this past Monday was the difference between house and home. So I started the conversation by asking them, what's a house? And we got the typical answers, a roof, a door, where my PlayStation is, all those kind of answers. And then I asked them what a home is. And because we've had these conversations repeatedly, I feel like they're getting it. Some of them started saying, well, a home is where my bed is, or a home is where I sleep. So they're starting to get the fact that, and then I continue to ask them, where is your home? Where is your home? Until eventually one little girl raised her hand. She said, home is where my heart is. So home is where I am. Home is where I am with mommy, and home is where I am with my sister and with my brother. So that is a typical conversation of where I personally feel like, okay, they're starting to get it. Some other conversations we have are a lot about sharing and collaboration, because in some of the homeless shelters that we go into, there's about 60 bunk beds in one room, and some children don't like to share, and we talk about why is sharing important, and we also teach them about compassion, and that was huge because most children that age don't even know what that word means, but just about every child that we've ever worked with now know what compassion means. And they know that compassion is sharing and caring about my little brother and caring about my siblings. And so that is definitely another example of a, I would say, successful conversation from Draw Change's perspective.
So as an artist, or maybe even personally, what is it about children or working with children that is so meaningful for you?
There's a lot of different answers I give to that question. I always knew I wanted to be an artist. Every time anyone would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I'd say I want to be an artist. Growing up, I had some emotional trauma, just like a lot of us do. And I always went back to the arts. I used drawing, painting, coloring in my coloring books as a tool to help myself feel better at that moment. And I personally feel like that's a tool that everyone has. You don't need much. And that's another thing. When we do go to these homeless shelters, we don't take much with us. We don't take the most expensive paper, the most, you know, professional grade artist paints and stuff like that. We take just because we want to show them that you can create out of nothing. What was your question again?
Why children?
Why children?
And as an artist, but also personally, why is your work with children so meaningful for you? Because you don't have children, but what does that connection with children mean to you? Or what has it meant to you over time to where this was where you wanted to put your energy?
Just like I was saying, that I think, or that I know, that art is a tool that can help everyone with any kind of emotional. I know there's other tools out there, but art is definitely one of those tools that could help people going through any emotional stress. I feel like if we teach or show our children, ages 5 to 10 or any age, but in my case, 5 to 10, if we give them that tool this early on, just think about the possibilities that they have when they grow up, when they're teenagers, when they're going through bullying, or they can always know that they can go home and now color in their coloring book or draw or paint or anything like that. I just think it's a tool that the earlier you learn it, the better off and more powerful you are for the rest of your life. I know growing up, it just always helped me. And there are also studies that around that age, the grade school age, there are certain neurons in the brain that are very susceptible to that kind of change that can really impact the rest of their lives.
You talk about that 5 to 10 year window, and going back to your own time between ages 5 and 10, as a child, you got lots of support as an artist. What did that mean to you to get or to have the support of those around you to pursue art or to be an artist?
Wow. The world, really. My parents never, there would be visitors over, family, friends at the house, and I was at the kitchen table with the whole family, but I was coloring, and that wasn't rude to them. I have, like, one of my fondest memories as a child is I had a maybe 6 foot wide by one or two, sorry, 6 foot long by 1 or 2 feet wide box full of coloring books. I specifically remember at one point I had 200 and something coloring books, because every time that my grandmother came over, if you're familiar with up north, Woolworth's was a huge, like, five and dime store, and she would take me to Woolworth's and she would buy me a new coloring book, and she was supporting me. And then once I got to, oh, but you asked me about 5 to 10. Okay. And then once I got to high school, my parents allowed me, I was in what's called Visual and Performing Arts High School program. So I went half a day to school and half a day to an art college where I took college courses, art courses, but it was catered towards high school students. It was just a group of high school students. And they let me do that. And it was a huge, it wasn't easy to do that, because now I had to make up all the other classes. I had to go to summer school to make up the classes that I wasn't taking during the day. But yeah, it was a huge, I always felt very supported.
So as an artist who has taken on the additional responsibility of the administration part of an organization, what have you learned most about yourself in this role as someone who is now an administrator and a leader that maybe you didn't expect if you look at just being an artist, not just being an artist, but if you were, you know, solely an artist? What have you learned about now having to be an administrator and change agent in this kind of way?
That I can create Excel spreadsheets. for sure. Have to be honest, I never imagined all the administrative work that would go on behind the scenes of an arts nonprofit organization. I learned that my creativity helps me get the help that I need to continue to run the administration process. I learned that creativity is in everything, even if it is that Excel spreadsheet. And I also really for sure learned the difference between a left brain thinker and a right brain thinker, where Excel is all left brain, but you can make it a right brain program if you absolutely have to, which I have to, because unfortunately or fortunately, my left side of the brain does not like to work that hard.
Do you still paint?
Period.
For you, for yourself?
Short answer is no. The short answer is no, because I have the tools through art to always, if I do feel the pain, I could immediately get it out on the canvas, or I can immediately go to the homeless shelter and have these children's smiles brighten up my day.
So lastly, as we wrap up, how can people get involved with Draw Change whether it's supporters or fellow artists. How can people do that?
Definitely. Our website is our hub, drawchange.org. And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. You can contact me directly by emailing info, that's I-N-F-O, at drawchange.org. And always open to supporters, always need a ton of volunteers. And just like any nonprofit organization, those financial donations really do come in handy.
What are you in most need of, aside from money, but what are you in most need of and why?
I would say there's two things that we're mostly in need of. One of them is I need a partner. I need a right-hand person, someone that I could definitely be there with me every step of the way. And I've been looking for that for just a little bit now. And the second thing we really need is a larger office space. We're at the Goat Farm Art Center right now, and it's a great space, but it's small enough that I can't have that many volunteers in the space with me at one time to help me with the administrative back end of it. So that would be the two things.
Well, all right. Hopefully someone hears this and reaches out.
Thanks.
Jeannie Lobato from drawchange.org. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.